Andrew, Phil, thank you. Down the hall now, joined by John Elway. John, just wondering, with the selection of Shane Ray, congratulations making the trade moving up. Let's start with, how much did what happened Monday morning, the citation he had, affect where you guys had Ray on the board leading up to today?
Well, I think it slid because of that, but you know, we were excited sitting at 28 where we were at an opportunity to move up and to be able to get a football player like Shane that we had rated high on our board, and so to have that opportunity, we thought it was the best opportunity, so we moved up and took Shane. You know, we've done extensive work with Shane and talked to him after the incident, and he's owned up to it, and I think he's learned from that, and so we don't anticipate having any more problems like that.
At what point did you start working on moving up to get him as the draft was tracking itself throughout the evening? At what point did you decide to make that move to go get him?
Well, when it gets close, and when it gets close to Detroit. I mean, obviously we're talking to a lot of different people, but finally when it got to Detroit and their guy was not there, and so we had the opportunity at that point in time. And so we jumped at it, and I'd like to say this, is that, you know, Manny Ramirez was involved in the trade, and, you know, we owe him a lot. In fact, that you know, the way he played here the last couple of years for us and was a tremendous player on the field, but also even a more tremendous man off the field. And so, you know, we wish him the best of luck. I know that Detroit's going to be getting a great football player and a great man.
The time you spent with Shane, how did you evaluate him as a player, and then also physically, how did he check out?
Well, he physically had a problem with the foot, but, you know, talking to Greg, that, you know, he thinks he's going to be fine and there is an issue. It's something that can be fixed. If it needs to be fixed, it can be fixed. But we just thought it was he was too good of a football player to pass up for us not to to take him at 23, because we really had him. We had him rated in the top 10, so we felt it was a great value for us.
John, thanks for your time.